Hi, Aldi. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good? I'm great. Thank
yes,
you for, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for asking. I'm excited. It's almost Friday, so, you know, holiday weekend coming up here. I hope you get to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, we're taking off Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Good for you. Good for you. I think that's so important as a business owner that you take some time off too and enjoy it. Good reset, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Aldi, congratulations. Tara tells me that you started the business. Well, you're coming up on a year soon, huh? In August?
Yeah, yep.
Congrats. Oh, my gosh, that's exciting. How's it been going this first year? How's it been?
Oh, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah? Okay, good, good. And I apologize. My name is Nadine. I'm actually the one that handles pricing and details for your area. So I know that Tara does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. But she did want me to go over, she was actually requesting a new in business rate for you. So, you know, again, congratulations on the new business. Do you, how do you currently market your company now? Like, how are you generating customers at this time?
So I've done, word of mouth is my biggest moneymaker.
Yes.
And
good.
Angie Lee is, I have a mixed review for Angie Lee's.
Okay.
I had one customer reach out, and obviously you understand Angie Lee charges per lead.
Yeah.
I've had, I want to say probably 25 charges, but only one of them actually returned my phone call, answered my phone, or let me come to their location to give them a quote. They accepted the quote. I mean, at the end of the day, I believe my one of my biggest assets as far as skills is being a salesman.
Right.
So if I get in the same room as you, if I get it, you know, if I get to talk to you, I can probably sell you something. But I can't really do that if we can't have a conversation.
You know what I hear then? You have a good closing ratio. As long as you can have them on the call or even meet with them to give the estimate, it sounds like you can close them. The problem is that you're not getting that connection. What has been, out of the 25 leads you received, right, one of them you were able to connect with and you closed it, right? So that's a really good closing ratio. But, like, what's your average cost on your leads, if you don't mind me asking?
No, you're fine. I think the deal was if you sign up, you throw in like $600, they'll give you like another $400 worth of free leads.
Right.
So, I mean, I got a pretty decent discount, but at the end of the day, I paid $600 for those 25 leads, and I think they ended up filling my card. So I was at between $60 and $85 per lead, depending on the size of the lead.
I was just going to say, that sounds about right. I mean, because when you do the math on that, and if they still, you know, charge you a little bit more, it's because they're ranging pretty high on the leads. Okay.
Yeah.
I also saw there was a Yelp page, I think, that I found for you when I searched for the company by name. I believe there was a Yelp page that I came across.
Okay. I must have been when I set up my business. I hit the package where they set up a free Yelp page.
Yeah. So there's a page there. Okay. I was looking to see, Aldi, and maybe you could tell me this. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Yes. Facebook is my only free marketing, I guess you could say.
Okay.
I post semi-regularly, but, you know. As of right now, we had one job through the winter that kept us busy. That was about 12 weeks.
Oh,
and
dang.
Then we had that was a full house. That was, you know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But,
oh my gosh.
The other ones, I got some other things posted, some concrete pads, this and that. But for the most part, it's been, I don't want to say hit or miss, but, you know, like, we're new, so not that many people know of us, and that's why I'm, you know, interested in this phone call.
Absolutely. Aldi, oh my gosh, I'm looking at these pictures of your work on your Facebook page. Wow. Beautiful work you do here. You're
that's
like, that's
not
only
even
some
everything
of it.
Posted. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There was in we have a customer that was, I think, that ran about 5-6 weeks worth of work. But
uh-huh.
I decided not to post anything from that job because everything they asked me to do
uh-huh.
was, you know, like, I wouldn't say lower quality, but while I was putting the deck railings on, right, they said, hey,
yeah.
I don't want the deck railings so high, right? So they asked me to build a deck against code, right?
Mm.
I don't really want to put those pictures up and say this is
because
what we
that's
do.
Not, because that's not really your quality work that you do, right? And I get that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the customer wanted what they wanted. And at the end of the day, I'm here to make you happy.
Make
and
them happy.
Give life to your vision.
Exactly. Even though it's not what, you know, I get that.
Right,
get
what I would do normally. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, okay. Well, you know, Aldi, one thing I do want to tell you is the major benefit of our particular listing, it's going to lie in the exclusivity. So what that means is that once we begin to work with you on this first page of Google and Bing, we actually close out the category. So in other words, we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors within your territory.
Okay.
Your territory is considered the zip code where you're based out of and a 50-mile radius. Okay. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Oh, so that's exactly what I was looking for because I'm willing to drive about, you know, 50, 60 miles
about
in any direction for work.
Okay. Perfect.
So that's perfect.
Yes. So the package that I want to offer you is our platinum package to get started with. Okay. Now, just so you know, that local map section is only going to cover your zip code and 5 to 10 miles. This is what Google says is your local area. Okay. So how we get you found outside of that is by running Facebook advertising or Google advertising. Okay. Facebook ads, those will reach up to 50 miles. Google ads, those will reach up to 100. I recommend you starting, and so there's two different options. I recommend you, Aldi, starting with our platinum package. That package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate, month to month, with no contracts. We will not charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay? So with the new in business rate, what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. This will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that is to cover your programming. Your initial investment would be $398 to get it started. You pay $299 every month after that with no contracts because we like to earn your business, okay? Now, this would include first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We submit you to Apple Maps, and we run Facebook advertising. The Facebook ads is what's going to also help you reach more new clients because when they perform that search on Google and they just go to Facebook just to look at their pictures or stories, Aldi, this is when they're going to see your ad appear on their Facebook page. So it's like almost reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. We call it retargeting. When they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. I will tell you a lot of our clients have seen great results. And we can actually target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So it'll reach as far as 50 miles. Okay? Now, I also want to include a website for you. So we'll build you an actual www.com website. It has automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking. We can add videos of your work, pictures of your work. We write a biography about your company. We'll attach also your logo because I saw your logo as well. And we're going to make sure that that website is attached where your business is listed so that they can now see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. And then we also cover the mobile platform. So, Aldi, if someone's doing like a search, let's say from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, they're going to find your company listed on that first page of Google immediately. So, basically, this package would be covering all of your bases. And that's what you would be looking at month to month, as I mentioned, with no contracts.
Okay. So far, I'm interested. The only thing I wanted to ask was if I could have just a slightly sweeter intro offer, could you make the first and second month $199 instead of $299? Because if you can do that, I'm on board today.
I know. I really wish I could. The lowest package that you're going to get with this is the $299. However, if it does help you, Aldi, I can actually help you by removing the setup fee. So it would only be the $299 for you to get it started, and then you pay $299 every month after that. I mean, that would be...
Let me go get my wallet.
Okay. You're like, standby.
No. Hey. I asked for $200 off. You're like, I'll meet you in the middle. That's marketing all day. Let's go.
So today, what you're paying is just $299. We're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? So the second month is $299, and it just continues to stay at $299 for as long as you're with us on a monthly basis, okay? So the price won't change. Now, I'm going to get you set up here. There's an email that I saw on your Facebook page, but, you know, I don't know if this is the best email for you to use. It's EIS.
I was going to say, if you create a website, I would like to use an email, you know, instead of at Gmail, I would like to use at the whatever website name is. So I would make a new one for that.
Okay. So
I feel like that just looks more professional.
Yeah, no, of course. The reason that I'm asking you about the email is because this is where we're going to send correspondence from us. I'm going to send you everything in writing and your receipt. So what's the best email for you to use that you will check frequently when, because we use that as part of the communication. But I know what you're talking about, as creating a separate email so that way that'll show on your website. That's not a problem. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what that is.
Okay. Yeah. So the one would be, I have two emails. I have my personal one and the one you see listed on the business. Both of them are fine.
Okay,
I
so the EISMAJLUKAJ at gmail.com?
Yep, that one's fine.
Okay, all right, perfect. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you these two emails. So they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and the first one's going to say Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show the price is $299 month-to-month for our Platinum package. Now, this second email that you're going to receive is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. You're not taking our word for it that, hey, it's working. You're going to be able to also track your results with us. So I'm just sending you an example of that, okay? Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, Aldi, can you also get text messages to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have my information. It is at the bottom of the emails, but I'm also going to send it to you in a text. So there it goes there. Now, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team here that is dedicated to your account, Aldi. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're actually 3 hours behind you. So, for you, we're always here 10 to 7. Okay? Can you please confirm that you got both text messages?
Yes, I just heard my phone ring. And,
beautiful.
Yep, I got two of them from that number, 877-635-6225.
6225. Now, that number, I am going to ask you to please save it under your contacts as Local Splash, so that way you always have our phone number, okay? So make sure that you save that number in your contacts. Now, Aldi, how do you spell your first name? It's just for the account purpose. This will show nowhere on Google, just an FYI, okay?
Okay, so the nickname is Aldi. That's what I have all my customers and everyone call me. But my real name is Emiljard. E-M-I-L-J-A-R-D.
Okay. Emiljard? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay.
Yes.
And what's your last name?
The last name is Ismailukaj. I-S-M-A-J-L-U-K-A-J.
Okay. I'm gonna respell it. Or I'm gonna...
Okay.
Repeat it back to you. I mean, I missed something, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, it was, you said IS as in Frank, it's IS as in Sam.
No, IS as in Sam. So I put IS as in Sam, M as in Mike, A as in Apple, J as in John, L as in Larry, U, K as in Kite, A as in Apple, J as in John. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yep. Okay, I got it right. All right. I won't even try to pronounce it because I would hate to mess up your last name. I would probably tear it apart. And Aldi, I'm actually putting that is what you go by. Is it, how do you spell it?
Okay.
A-L-D-I or A-L-D?
Yep, A-L-D-I.
That's what I thought. Okay. Awesome. Now, the phone number that you want clients to reach you on, is that going to be the 607-483-2395?
I will be opening up a business line, but for now, that is the correct number. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the company name, I'm going to have it listed, and correct me if this is if you want it different. JDI, all capital letters, and they're like one word altogether. JDI, excavation, the and symbol, general contracting.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google, we're going to verify you on Google, right? And typically you're verified at your home address. The address will show nowhere on Google what you're considered as a home office, right? So no one comes to you to buy products or pick out tile. You go to them.
No.
So what address do you want to be verified at? It cannot be a P.O. box, just an FYI.
Okay. The address that's listed on the business now, the 335 West Lenox.
That's what I was going to ask you, and that's Ilmira, and then its zip code is 14903?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to hide the address there. Perfect. Now, Aldi, for the billing, the card that you're using today, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
So it's I've got several businesses. The one I'm using is a different business, but my name is on that card.
No worries. Is your name just your first name and then your last name on there, or is there like a middle initial?
No, it would be Emiliard Ismailukai.
Okay. Ismailukai? Oh, okay.
Yep.
You don't pronounce the J's then, right?
No.
Oh, okay. What origin is that? Do you mind if I ask?
Oh, you're fine. That's Albanian.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So the J sound in my language comes with an XH.
That's what I thought. Okay. But it sounds so pretty when you pronounce it. If I try to pronounce it, I'm going to tear it up. Sorry.
Hey, it's okay. Story of my life, right?
And then all the what's the business name that's on that card? Because you said it has a business name too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The business name on this card is the word the, T-H-E. Space, M-I-L-J-A-R-D, space, Flips, LLC.
Flips, F like Frank, L-I-P-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said LLC.
So the name of that one is, it's The Milliard Flips, LLC.
Oh, nice. Okay. And again, the J is not pronounced.
No.
Okay. Okay, so The Milliard Flips, LLC, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as well?
It should be, but for some reason, I haven't had very good luck with this card online, so I think the zip code on this is, can you try to run it at the 149?
Yeah, we'll try to run it. It'll let me know if it doesn't match, so that we'll try it. Is this
the
MasterCard?
The second zip code that I'm confident in, if you just write this down on notepad, the second zip code is going to be 14845, and the street address for that would be 206B Thorn Street, T-H-O-R-N-E, Thorn Street, Horsehead, all one word, just like it sounds, Horsehead, 14845.
Okay.
Because I think what happened when I set up these accounts, I had my personal address and then the business address that I tried to set up the business under. I think
it
what
happened.
The bank did is it put my personal address as the business. So,
I
don't know what's going on, but it works. It's twice when I go, right?
Yeah, no worries. We'll try it the first way, and if that doesn't work, then we'll use the other address. And what type of card is this? Visa, MasterCard?
This is a Visa debit card.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
Okay, it is 4495 0150 0754 6288.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4495 0150 0754 6288, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Expiration month and year.
Expiration is 0927.
And the CVV code on the back?
That is going to be 677.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do my mother's maiden name. That's going to be Hoxha, H-O-X-H-A.
H-O-X-H-A. Okay, perfect. Now, before I process your payment, Aldi, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise, but what it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing with your invoice. Go over the billing date, the amount. It's going to say it's a two-month verbal agreement. Remember, we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. It's also going to state that if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends.
Gotcha.
There's no cancellation fee, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, you just stop me and say, what does that mean, Nadine? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JDI Excavation and General Contracting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Emily Artis Maluka. I go by Aldi. I am the owner and president.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am the only one that's authorized.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to be aware that you might get a company, Aldi, that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month. And even if you get a call and you're not sure if it's us or not, always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 23rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on June 23rd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, Aldi, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I told you to save that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, like, if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 23rd so you don't get charged on that day. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
I'm updating your package. I'm then going to process the payment, and I probably only need like 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. The next thing I need to do is I need to schedule a client interview for you. This is where the magic is going to happen. We're going to block out an hour. The client interview is going to be conducted with my technician, and that's where they're going to go over your keywords. They're going to go over your services. They're going to go over way more in detail, okay? But I want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you, okay?
Can we do 5 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time?
I was just going to ask you. I was hoping that you would have time today. Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. I do have an appointment available. Yes, I have an appointment available today between 5 and 6. I also have a 6 to 7. You let me know which one you want.
6 to 7 would probably end up working better.
Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that today we're going to be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, Aldi, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, you pick up that phone and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment. Now, I'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if you forget. So this way you're aware that it's coming up in that next hour. So let me do this here, and then I'm going to send you that, and then we're going to be going also over just a few notes so that way my technician, you know, will know where to start from. So let me see here, and then in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to you, and then we'll also go over that in just a few minutes too. It looks like that address might work because it's not kicking me back telling me wrong address, but we'll see. Now, are you doing
something?
Yeah, I think you might have. Yeah, it went through. You're good.
Okay, perfect.
So the address worked. Okay, and then we'll go over that in a few minutes. So what I wanted to ask you is, are you doing both residential and commercial, Aldi, or do you have, like, a preference?
So right now, I've gotten residential for the most part, but commercial, we're open to whatever.
You're
really
open to both. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And then I know excavating, but what else do you want me to list, like, as far as, like, services
so
that you really want to be found for?
Excavation, concrete. We do interior remodels, kitchens, baths, decks, siding. Only thing we really don't like is tree removal and roofs.
Okay. All right.
Like, we don't really do heights. We like the ground.
Okay, perfect. So I just put, like, excavation, concrete, interior remodels, kitchen bath remodels, deck, siding. And I'm just giving them an idea, but, of course, you could always add more during your client interview. I just want them to know where to start from.
Okay.
And then, not that it's a requirement, I ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm licensed and insured.
Okay, awesome. And then I put that you have your business logo, you have pictures of your work. Even if you take videos, we can add those too. And then, yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like that. And then we'll help you also when we'll help you because we encourage you to get reviews, right, on your Google Business profile page.
Right.
So once everything's verified and all that, we will actually create a tiny URL for you. You could text it or email it to your clients so they can leave your reviews. Now, I know you're going to be getting a business phone line, but in the meantime, we're going to put your phone number. But you do have an option, Aldi. Instead of us showing your actual phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. So when they call that number, it's still calling your phone. They're just not seeing your physical, like, actual personal number, right? But it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your calls, your messages. If let's say a spam call came in, you could block it. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed on there, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything.
I think I'd probably be fine with my phone number.
Okay. All right. If you ever change your mind, just let us know. We can always add it. Again, it's not going to cost you anything. And then do you prefer when we communicate with you that it be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone calls works the best.
Okay. Sometimes if we call you and you don't answer, we'll shoot you a quick text like, hey, we left you a message, so that way you're aware. And what are your hours of operation?
We like to work 7 to 5.
7 to 5, what days?
Monday through Friday.
Oh, I hear the little one. How cute. How old? Aw.
He's just a year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. They grow up
almost
so fast.
Well.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Know.
No terrible twos. Well, I don't believe in that.
No, he's
boys
a good
are
kid.
Boys. Aw. He sounds
he's a rascal,
so sweet.
But he's a good kid.
Aw. Well, he sounds so sweet. What are the forms of payments that you take, typically?
We're set up through Square for credit card and debit card.
I love Square.
So we do check, cash, credit, debit, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, kind of like whatever the customer prefers.
Okay. Do you do Zelle too or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want me to put all those?
Yeah.
Okay. This way there's no excuses not to pay, right?
Right, yeah.
Or why you can't take it up. Okay, perfect. You know what? I love Square. Square is such a good program because it helps you even with invoicing and all that. So good for you that you got that. Okay, last thing. I need you to take a look. I need you to find either in your text messages or your emails because we sent it to both. There's one that says action photos needed to get Google verified, and then there's another one that says initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
Okay. I'm opening my emails now.
Okay, no worries.
Yep, right here, action needed, tools and or
yes.
Equipment.
Perfect. So I'm going to go over this with you. So this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So we request that you send us photos of the list of items, right? Whatever you don't have, I mean, don't worry about it. But send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van where the license plate shows. Send us a photo of your business insurance, your business license. Because what Google's doing now, and they've been doing this, is they're weeding out the companies that aren't legitimate that are taking business away from companies like yourself that are, okay? And it benefits you because it helps get you through the verification process faster, okay? And there's a URL there you can upload them to. Now, there's also, if you take a look, there's one that says initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, Emma Yard. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know when you find that one.
So that's the calendar.
It either came either before or after the welcome one. It should start off by saying, hello, Emma Yard. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
So there's two sentences below after it says, your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based on the terms. And then please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that part that says click here. And then it's going to take you to this page, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Under the phone number where your number is listed, you want to make sure you click in both boxes. One is saying you agree to receive text messages from us. The other says that you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Here it is. Welcome. Click here. There we go.
Oh, you found it?
I was wrong.
Oh, you were in the wrong one? Okay. So you clicked on
the
click here.
Am I accessing my dashboard?
Yeah. Oh, dang, you're already there. Did you sign your name? Did you sign your name?
No, I did not. Not yet. So I'm going through here. I agreed to receive and I certify that I am.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Hold on, I'm just not clicking.
No worries.
All right, now click here to type your name.
Yes, just exactly as it reads there.
Okay.
And then you'll click on
signature.
Uh-huh. Now, it should take you to a page that'll ask you to put in a username and a password. Let me know once you're there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm there.
Perfect. Now, this is your client dashboard. This is where you go in and track your results with us. So if you go to that text message that I sent you, okay, the one that has our customer service phone number, I already sent you your username and password. So, Aldi, your username is always going to be your phone number, okay? Your password, let me go back to where I put your password. Cause the password
get internet.
Yep, all lowercase. And so that's how you track your results with us in that client dashboard, okay? Now, starting from today, I just want to go over the timeline with you, and then we're done. Starting from today, remember, we'll be calling you between 6 and 7, sending you a reminder an hour before, so just please make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to our technician, okay?
Okay.
Now, starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and you can start tracking your results with us through your client dashboard. 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be live. And we're also going to have those Facebook ads up and running. Those will be visible. So you can start even receiving calls then, because if they click on that ad, they're calling you. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, what
Perfect.
We stated, and what we stated in our terms and conditions, this is what we sent to you in writing. The first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, that takes about 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, okay? So in the meantime, we get everything else up and going because we know it's important for you to start generating calls. And we'll keep you aware of the steps that we're completing so you'll be notified when your Facebook ads are live, your website, you're in the directories. We're going to keep you in the loop, okay, and when you're on the first page. But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Really excited, and I'm glad I was able to
help you.
You're so welcome. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, that was it. We're going to go knock out some stuff and make this money.
All right. So we will talk later on today, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Have a blessed day, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Bye, LD.
Bye.